I'm Dean Kay for Radio Bonnaroo, backstage with Umphrey's McGee. Welcome back to Bonnaroo.
Great
Thank
to be back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. The band's doing? I'm doing pretty good. And you are doing?
Great. Hard to be better.
The band's known for live improvisations, and it's always fun to see where the band's going to go musically travel to, but sometimes the audience can drive. On that subject, tell us about your Stew Art series. How does that work?
We created it back in, I guess, late 2009, and the idea was to try to get the audience involved in the creating of our music. So we set up a Moses platform where people can text in. It's kind of based off Brian Eno's oblique strategies, which are, send in a word or descriptive phrase to try to say how you want the music to sound. Sometimes people will mash up different ideas and send those into us. And then we have Kevin Browning, our front of house engineer, moderate those, put them up on a screen that's visible to the band and the fans. And then we play off that, and he kind of has them coming in every, you know, 1 or 2 minutes while people are texting in different ideas. And so the fans have gotten better and better at it as it's gone. They've kind of learned what works and what doesn't, and it's been a really, really cool experiment and thing for us to do where, you know, we really get people involved, and now they're part of the creative process.
So are they giving you emotions or adjectives or nouns, or is anything open for your interpretation?
So for instance, yeah, anything's open for interpretation, which is nice because we can be up there and really nothing's wrong. You know, there are definitely some things that are better than others. But for instance, one of the things that somebody wrote in was Ocean Billy Joel. So we have a tune called Ocean Billy. And then I think Brendan improvised, was it Piano Man, over the Ocean Billy melody?
Definitely a Billy Joel hit.
Yeah, so we kind of created a mashup of one of our tunes and a Billy Joel tune, and I think the fans like to see what we can come up with on the spot, and you know, if we can make something work. I don't think we've fallen too flat on our faces yet.
Not yet. There was one I really liked called Jimmy Page Against the Machine. So we played basically any kind of rage riff, big rock riff, and then like Jimmy Page over soloing. The top of it soloing.
So is this happening in real time while your songs are playing?
Yes. It's basically, I mean, it's happening. There's texts going up.
Yeah, so they'll come up on the board
screen
while we're playing. And then
it's, yeah, and then we kind of get we see it, we look at it, and then we kind of work and blend it into what we're doing, sort of like a whose line is it anyway sort of fashion.
So that has to keep you on your toes then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
So that kind of begs the question, when you're in this improv mode, how do you, the musicians, communicate to each other? You can't text each other.
We can text each other, but we choose not to. It's more of a, when you have six people, if everybody starts to talk at the same time, obviously it could be very messy. So we use a lot of eye contact, and sometimes we use some key signals, so we know that we're all going to start at least in the same key, which is a good thing to start with.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it goes with feeling, too. I mean, if you get Jamaican Sunrise, I mean, obviously we're going to think a little bit of a dub or a reggae and something maybe in a major, getting ascending major term, something that seems to make sense musically to the words.
In Jamaican Sunrise, I'm figuring we've probably been up all night, so it's going to be a little bit sloppy. You know? So I assume the audience.
The authentic Jamaican Sunrise.
You've also been very innovative in your approach to music distribution and working with your fans. For your last album, fans were offered bonus tracks for getting their friends to pre-order the album. So you obviously have some diehard fans spreading the word. Are these ideas that come from the band, or do you have input from your management or labels in order to work with your fans on these new ideas?
Input that comes from the band and our sound man and management as well. I think we all put our heads together more than one.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, we have a lot of creativity within the group, and we definitely welcome. I mean, there's all kinds of places to pull ideas from, and I think there's just a lot of trying to make it work for what we specifically need, and trying to do things that we're both into and our fans are into.
Yeah, and Kevin, our sound man right here, he's heavily involved as well as being a director in these S2 events as well. If you want to talk about the push or the Moses technology.
Sure. Well, a lot of the bonus content is just basically trying to find ways to continue to engage the fan base in a way that's novel and unique. Technology has afforded us amazing opportunities, and we try to leverage the ability of the band to create, like with the S2 things, to be able to create on the spot and improvise with any way you can figure out a way to tie your fans in a more intimate and accessible level is a victory as far as we're concerned.
You're known also for your innovative mixing up of your own songs on stage, starting off with the A section of a song and then going to a C section of another song into a B section. How do you guys coordinate these kinds of things within your sets?
That's called keeping it interesting for ourselves. You know, we don't always nail all those. We're very famous for talking about things backstage and then going out there and doing the complete opposite. So a lot of them just happen themselves. A lot of times we'll put them right into the set list just to change it up, make a song completely different, stick another song inside of it, see how that comes across. They don't always work.
Yeah, that's what I say to, you know, all the haters out there who say we plan everything out. We usually don't get it right. So yeah, so nice try.
Let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah, it's generally improvised.
Yeah,
it's kind of
sometimes
it's arranged too.
It's kind of a mix of we'll plan segues or we'll have a transition that we rehearse for a minute just to make sure we get it tight live. But a lot of the stuff, getting from point A to point B, we like to leave open, and then you know you can kind of feel where everybody in the band is, where the audience is, and gauge what needs to happen from there.
Yeah, we don't want to make it too strict because then you lose some of the pure improvisation.
It's not church camp, you know.
It isn't church camp, Joel. Yeah.
I understand sometimes you'll even pick up a song in another set on a different date or a different night.
This has happened.
I'm wondering, with today, I believe you're playing two sets 45 minutes apart from each other here at Bonnaroo. Is that right?
This is true.
So maybe you can start one in the first set, one stage, and finish it on the next stage.
You're trying to bribe us.
Yes, checks in the mail. You've been touring for over 10 years. Any favorite places to play?
Red Rocks. Yeah. Colorado. We're actually going to be playing there on July 3rd with the Wailers and Galactic. Yeah. It's our little July 4th party.
What about weekend. In the past? Kind of any favorites that you, any particular decisive events in Umphrey's McGee?
Yeah,
concert
well, I mean, we were fortunate enough to play the Wetlands a few times.
That's pretty cool. CBGB, too.
CBGB, yeah.
We played at, what's that, Kev?
The first Bonnaroo seems to be pretty memorable.
It was. It was certainly memorable. We were actually just talking about that in our previous interview, playing in front of like 10,000 people for the first time and having people be really excited at our show, which we weren't that used to before. So I think that the Bonnaroo vibe certainly gave us a little push and a little boost.
From the first Bonnaroo to the most recent Bonnaroo, I'm Dean Kay backstage at Bonnaroo talking with Umphrey's McGee. Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Anytime.
Thank you.